Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 26, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4MR 44, 11MR 271. Dear Son Willie, Brother Tucker has just brought the mail, and I have read your little bit of a letter. I am glad you are well and having good meetings. I do not cease to pray that the Holy Spirit will work both speakers and hearers. Without that, there will be great loss. We are of excellent courage. Brother Wilson has left for the point of interest. There are so many drawings for the ministers to visit and labor personally that we felt there was not a moment to be lost. The Holy Spirit is convicting the minds and moving the hearts. Brother Wilson and wife can do excellent work in Sabbath school, in visiting, in giving Bible readings in the tent, holding meetings Sabbath and Sunday, and every evening in the week except one, and heeding the calls of invitation to go out to homes where they collect in their neighbors. All this makes most constant labor. Brother Haskell and wife frequently go together. When only ladies are collected, Sister Haskell goes alone, and he visits some other parties. This seems to be a sound interest. Mrs. Gorick, I believe, to be a converted woman. I would not feel at liberty to leave this work in Sydney. I hope to be stronger when the weather gets cooler. I feel sweet peace and joy in the Lord. Elder Haskell has all he can possibly do. The meetings are well attended. At the evening meetings, all cannot be accommodated under the enlarged tent. Extra seats have been made and crowded as close together as possible, and then from 10 to 15 seats are placed outside the tent. All are filled and a wall of people standing. Brother Haskell keeps up well and is of excellent courage. You have many laborers in Melbourne, and we cannot be drawn upon here. It is not ill health altogether, the reason I did not attend the Melbourne camp meeting. I felt the Lord would not require me to go to Melbourne. After that Friday morning meeting, a revelation was made to me, while I was speaking, of the true feelings and sentiments of some, and that God did not require me to bear my testimony there now. When He saw my testimony would be received, He would clear my path before me. I have no more to say to those who think they understand the work of the Spirit of God and have no need of help. I know what I am doing. I am not to place myself in positions that are hard and trying as I have done, while our own brethren in the ministry walk in the light of the sparks of their own kindling. They must have a chance to develop. Jesus, our world's Redeemer, could not do many mighty works in certain places because of their unbelief. I have interest for them all in Melbourne, but no further work for some whom I have given all the warnings that God has given me. I declare, as did the Apostle Paul, I have not shunned to declare to them the whole counsel of God, and I am free from the blood of souls. I shall know when the Lord would have me visit Melbourne. I am sure it is not at this camp meeting, for He seems to withhold me. Today I am 70 years old. I thank and praise my Heavenly Father for the clearness of mind and the peace and grace of Christ I enjoy. I am relieved, for the present, of battling and of having to rein myself up to meet and speak plain things to my ministering brethren. They have had the light, and some of them act as if they were spiritually blind. They misinterpret my words just as they have done at Battle Creek. They cannot understand my work, but counterwork the very things God has given me to do. I love them all, but for a time my pen and voice will not disturb them. They would not understand, in the right way, anything the Lord has given me to do. Until they have less confidence in themselves, I cannot help them. I have light, and I shall follow it to the letter, and when my way is made hard, then I am to rest the whole matter with God. I hope you will not be perplexed over this communication, but my way was made plain that Friday morning, and the Lord helping me, I will work in any place where the Lord gives me work to do. One thing I know, my wrestling in Australia has been as severe as any place I was ever in. Now my work is not to attend large meetings and wrestle as I have done. The publication of books is urged upon me. That, with the articles for the papers, is enough. I have so much precious matter. Light came to me, you remember, before you left for America. Gather up the fragments. Let nothing be lost. John 6, verse 12. Much matter should be before our people that they do not have. And I can use up my vitality in breasting difficulties that are not after all cured, but have to be met again and again. If I keep away from the large gatherings, I can preserve my vital energies to work where I can accomplish threefold more than meeting the peculiar attributes in the responsible ones who are leaders in our cause. May the Lord work them by His Holy Spirit. I have no more words to speak. I write this to you. I am of excellent courage. The work in Sydney needs my testimony. I find that I can bear testimony to unbelievers with much greater freedom and joyous satisfaction than before those who have been so little benefited with the light God has been pleased to give me. I do not go to Sydney this Sabbath, but next Sabbath and Sunday, and may remain there as long as I think the Lord would have me. I know not any of us can do the work of God in self-sufficiency. There must be the emptying of the soul of self, and then there is room for the Holy Spirit to work. We make altogether too little of the working of the Holy Spirit. When we shall hear the dying groans and death struggle of dear, inflated self, then the Holy Spirit will come in and mold the mind, the thoughts, and transform the whole man. I am, Willie, determined to find quietude in God and commit the keeping of my soul to Him as to a faithful Creator. If the Lord will strengthen me, I would be pleased to complete some works for the press and shall pray for the proper help to be sent to me in the providence of God. I now withdraw myself from the strife of tongues and opinions. I hide myself in Jesus Christ my Savior. The battle will wax stronger and stronger. Satan will press everything possible upon us, and we need every hour a close communion with God. I know that every agency Satan can set in operation to discourage, he will. I am now determined to use my means, as it comes in, to seek and save them that are lost. I can talk to companies who have not a knowledge of the truth with freedom and clearness and joy. Here in Newcastle, that must be worked. Maitland must be worked, and many places on the line of the railroad. I feel it is time they were worked. My message shall not be so fully confined to those who know the faith. They have had so much light they are glutted with it, and do not relish anything that shall come in lines of reproof and warnings, and there are those who are hungry for the word of life and who will appreciate the light. These I will work for if the Lord will open the way. Oh, Willie, how much time and labor, heart-sickening, discouraging, wearing labor has to be given to those who know the truth and do not practice the truth as it is in Jesus. Do not think I am in any way discouraged. In much love, Mother. I wrote this in great haste to get in the mail or office. Minnie takes it tonight.